the 13th presidential election. Iran's 13th presidential election is going to be held on Friday, 18th of June. According to Article 113 of Iran's constitution, president is the second highest official after the leader, and he has the responsibility for implementing the constitution and is the head of the executive branch of the government. The Islamic Republic of Iran's system has been founded on the basis of participation of all strata of society and all social groups in elections. This indicates the importance of elections and collective decision in the Islamic system. That's why the outcome of every election belongs to the whole society and the whole nation. Those who participate in elections are indeed fulfilling their social, political and religious responsibilities and duties. With the start of the election, the Iranian people demonstrate their presence in the social and political scene. According to the Constitution of the Islamic Republic of Iran, different officials are elected directly or indirectly with people's votes. In view of this, holding a healthy and enthusiastic election will enhance security and might of the Islamic system. In other words, widespread turnout in elections is one of the elements of the Islamic Republic system's soft power. Elections in Iran, in addition to national aspect, are important from regional and international aspects as well. People play a direct role in determining their fate, and through their votes they choose the president for a four-year period. In view of this, people's direct role in election has made maximum participation very important in the regional and international equations. Moreover, creation of an enthusiastic election requires warm participation of all political parties and currents. That's why Iran's Guardian Council, as the highest vetting body, tries to qualify as many candidates as possible from various political groups as possible to set the ground for people's massive turnout and participation in the election. This has institutionalized election as the ground for religious popular rule. This level of democracy has been unprecedented in the world. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has stressed the importance of elections in various speeches. The leader said, "The vote to any candidate is the vote to the Islamic Republic, the vote to the system and the mechanism of election. That you enter the field of election, whether the presidential candidate or the elector like you and me, the very entering this field means trust in the Islamic Republic and trust in the mechanism of election. Furthermore, it is the vote to the one whom you and or that brother and sister or me have recognized to be more useful for the future of the country." Elsewhere in his remarks, the leader said, "Election is a very beautiful and attractive manifestation of public participation. It is the most effective means so that everyone is able to put their ideals, demands and what they desire in the executive form and cause it to approach reality. If you choose a person according to your ideals and aspirations, the possibility of achieving those aspirations will become reality. The one whom you think is suitable for materialization of the demands and aspirations and opening great knots that you have in your life, once you choose him, you have in fact taken the biggest step to remove these problems. Any demand, whether material or spiritual, can materialize in this election, and being elected to office for the executive power, the head of the executive branch of the government." Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei believes that elections in Iran manifest the freedom of the people in choosing the candidate they'd like. It is not like some countries where it is compulsory to participate in elections and to vote. Even in Europe and Western countries, it is obligatory to participate in elections, and those who refuse will endure punishment. The punishment may be material or other forms. In the Islamic Republic of Iran, however, people go to the ballot box freely and there is no social or state compulsion. They participate and vote quite freely for the candidate of their choosing. That's why during the season of every election, especially the presidential election, the media conglomerate in the West try their utmost to devalue election and people's participation in the election. They also focus their propaganda on the issue that elections in Iran are useless and ceremonial. That's why the leader of the Islamic Revolution has time and again emphasized on people's massive turnout in the elections, and he has also recommended that people to choose the best candidate to pursue the ideals of the Islamic Revolution and the ideals of the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the late Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul.